Book 1. Those that are under occupancy and the nightly rental, I have no question on because of the occupancy law. And then the nightly rental is, I'm sure the assessors presented letters that they've signed that are current letters for 2000, that they're not either in the nightly rental program, that they just failed to get in. The very first abatement, 205-488, if we go by the occupancy statute, 137-082, that's for newly constructed and occupied on any real parcel that shall be assessed and taxed on assessed value. After it's occupied, then the first day of the month from that. So the first one, I understand it was a shed or something that wasn't picked up until September something, according to that. So I, for the way the statutes are written and the advice I've been given, I don't see that that would... I don't know what statute that we could approve that under. And it would be marked in the assessor's books and be picked up at the next assessment term is what I'm told. Do you... Mr. Assessor, what do you think?
I'm looking. Okay, we're looking at Court Order 205-488.
Yes.
This is the one you and I talked about.
Yes.
Okay. And your question is what?
I don't know what statute that we can approve it. It's not an erroneous assessment. It's not a mistake that was made in the assessor's office. It's just that a shed wasn't picked up until... after it was picked up in September. And so the assessed values need to be done by July 1st. Anything that's picked up after that goes on the next assessment cycle. Is that correct?
Well, I've battled this erroneous term since I sat in your seat. And... you know, you can go back, the ones we just approved that were calculations were a problem with the program. We couldn't see anything except that the program, the computer program, didn't calculate it right.
The ones we just approved?
Two of them. There were calculations.
The clerical errors.
Oh, the clerical errors. Okay, that's a clerical error.
And that is an error in the calculation in the computer program. That's what we approve.
And
I personally can't see that that's an error. The computer made an error. So I can't see the difference between the computer making an error and the fact that we didn't get out and look at this place and it's had a structure on it for whatever period of time, whether it's this year or 2-3 years back. What the way I hear you say that the statute is that we can't do that. And you going to go back to the, an error is an error. And I see them both the same way. One of them was a computer calculation error, that the square feet didn't come up right. The other one is the fact that we didn't have this property to put that structure on like everybody else's property that got put on because we looked at them ahead of July 1st.
Well, I've been told, and if we were challenged, I was told that we could lose, even though this one we're talking about is a very minimal amount, but it's just the, it's either right or it's not. And I've been told that that's considered reassessing in a, that you assess all year, but, and you know your business, I don't, but that anything that you pick up after the books close for the assessed value, it goes on the next assessment cycle. And the only exception, they said, would be when a new assessor come in. And go ahead. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
I was interrupting. Again, I'll say, this isn't reassessment. We're not changing the value of this structure. We're simply adding this structure on because it was missed in error. We didn't get there and add that structure on.
That's reassessment. When, before we went to the occupancy law, if I build a new house and I started it in December of 2018, but I had nothing, I didn't go ahead and complete it, and then in July, I completed this new house that was could be worth $500,000. The assessor could not pick that up and add it on because that would be changing the assessed value until the next cycle. Now, when we went to the occupancy law, the assessor now can pick it up when I occupy it under that, and he can partially assess me from that point on for that year, and then the next year assess me for the full year.
But as we've said, as we've talked about this before, if that house was missed, you're saying we can't add it on the following year? Or barn? Or carport? Or it was missed?
In the year after the books close, you can't add it on then? That's what I'm told by the opinion that I received.
The example you're giving, I'm saying,
a shed.
If we weren't an occupancy,
mm-hmm.
if we were not an occupancy,
uh-huh.
and the following year, when it could be put on, if we miss that and didn't find it until the next year, can we not put it on? That's my argument.
Okay.
But
okay, first, we are in occupancy, and this doesn't come under the occupancy. This is a shed. It's not a residence, and the occupancy plainly says residence and living in.
Okay.
In the middle of the year, after the book is closed, whatever's picked up goes on the next assessed value is January 1st of that year.
So what you're saying is, on this example, the one we're talking about, I can't put that on. I mean, if you turn it down today, then I can't put it on next year because it's a non-reassessment year, right?
As what value do on January 1st of next year, I would discuss that at that time. I would see, you would talk with assessors. I would talk, if I was going to go, you're going to have your book, you're going to present it to the county clerk, and we're going to do nothing with what you do at that time. It's after you close your book, which the law says on July 1st, after you close it, then, and it goes, anything that goes through BOE, they can adjust, but once after that, then it goes through the commission.
So what you're saying and what the attorney at the state tax commission are saying is mm-hmm. that will be reassessment. And you're saying, she's told you that this would be reassessment. And I cannot do reassessment on an even number year unless they order me special to like they did once.
you can talk to your attorneys and stuff, but I'm saying that right now the book is closed and the assessed value, unless it comes under occupancy law, is not to be changed and raised before, and anything that you raise in a value on, you send the notice to me, the customer, and then I can appeal to the BOE and
But your attorney that you're listening to, Sheila, is saying this particular situation is reassessment, period. So if it's reassessment, it's reassessment this year. It'll be reassessment next year or whatever year it is. So in saying that, she's saying that I cannot put that on in an even number year because it's reassessment. Either it is reassessment or it's not.
Okay.
I don't believe it is. I think it's an error that it was not.
It's an error that I didn't get out there, and I mean, that doesn't.
No, it's an error because it wasn't put on the books. Yes. We weren't there. We didn't. We could have been there and overlooked it. Very possible that the carport's sitting off to the side. They may have missed it when they walked, but they may have been there and missed it. I don't know. We could ask them.
Then.
But I give up.
No, I don't.
You make your decision and follow what you need to follow. And
I want to do what can be showed to me that is right, that is correct. And if we have the legal right to do that, and I can see a statute that shows it, I want to do it.
Okay.
Now, the abatements that where it is lowering the value for the customer, I've been told that, and I see that, we can do that. You're not harming the customer in any way. You're doing, there's some that's, if it's burnt, that actually would come under the occupancy. There's one mobile home moved, that would come under it. Because those can even brought after the tax bills goes out, which we want them as clean as we can before they go out. But if I can prove that my mobile home was moved from there at that time, I can bring you evidence, and that's brought to, it could be brought in next year sometime and prove that that mobile home was moved, and then it can be abated. So I have no problem with those. But when you're increasing the value after the book is closed for something that, when the, I was always told you assess for this year up to this point, and then